In the supermarket one day, I was witness to a butterfly that could swoop in a most un-butterfly-like fashion, dodging the shelves of sweets and startling people near the checkout. Indeed, this act was demonstrated with a complicated running commentary after the thing had been waved in an arc just inches away from my face. The small model with crazy eyes and a clown-like nose was soon joined by another similar thing that could have been a caterpillar. It certainly seemed to have an expression of apprehension as it too was thrust into the air. The display had a mixed reception, but most people tried to ignore it, reluctantly forcing a slight smile, wary not to encourage further aerobatics near them. A woman listened politely, as it was explained to her that if need be, both brightly painted cardboard chums could fly right up the tube of wrapping paper she was carrying and come out the other end. Then a moment of rare contemplation, when it was revealed that the first, apparently more airworthy thing, was made exclusively by the girl, all on her own. But the second clumsy-looking thing was a joint effort with her friend Emma. I soon discovered that remarking with raised eyebrows how wonderful the creations were encouraged even more uninhibited, frantic demonstrations. The young girl and her rather embarrassed mother were total strangers to me. "I'm sorry," said the mother. "She's not exactly a shy child." My brief glimpse of jet-propelled butterflies over, I had to return back to sedate, grown-up shopping.